We need a motion to approve the agenda for March 28, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item five, action items. Item A, need a motion to approve 2022 certification of alignment and adoption of structural materials. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to advertise internally for 3 summer teaching positions for ESY, ESE, extended school year. 1 position each for W.R. Toler, Hosford, K-8, and pre-K. Positions to be paid from ESSER 3 hourly rate of pay for 4 hours per day, 13 days in June and 9 days in July. This includes 4 hours of planning in June and 4 hours of planning in July. Dates for SEY will be June the 9th through the 30th and July the 8th through the 21st. For teachers and for students, June the 13th through the 30th and July the 11th through the 21st. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item C. Need a motion to advertise internally for 4 summer program paraprofessionals, 2 positions at Hosford K-8, 1 for ESY, and 1 for summer tutoring program, 1 position at W.R. Toler for summer tutoring program, 1 position at pre-K for ESY. Position location may be adjusted based on student and need of attendance. Positions to be paid from ESSER 3, hourly rate of pay, 4 hours per day, 24 instructional days. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D, need a motion to advertise internally for 5 summer tutoring teacher positions for ESY, extended school year, 2.5 positions for W.R. Toler, 2.5 positions for Hosford K-8, positions to be paid from ESSER 3, hourly rate of pay, 4 hours per day, 24 instructional days, and 2 planning days due in June and July. Total of 26 days. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E, need a motion to advertise internally for 2 summer reading camp positions, 1 for W.R. Toler, 1 for Hosford K-8. Positions to be paid from ESSER 3, hourly rate of pay, 4 hours per day, 24 instructional days, and 2 planning days due in June and July. Total of 26 days. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F, need a motion to approve advertising internal for 1 algebra boot camp position, 1 position for 8th grade and high school students preparing for Algebra 1, retake position to be paid from ESSER 3, hourly rate of pay, 4 hours per day, 12 instructional days, and 1 planning during the summer. Total of 13 days. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item G. Need a motion to approve advertising internal for 3 summer teacher position, tech positions, preference given to school techs. 1 position each for W.R. Toler, Hosford K-8, Liberty County High School. Position to be paid from ESSER 3, hourly rate of pay up to 100 hours. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H, need a motion to approve to advertise internally for 2 summer bus drivers. 1 position for Hosford area routes, 1 position for Bristol area routes. Positions to be paid from ESSER 3, hourly rate of pay up to 90 hours each. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Didn't have no emergency items. All right, board member concerned, Mr. Flowers.
I'm good this morning.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jody?
I'm good.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm fine. Mr. Jason?
I'm good.
Mr. Moore?
Just want to welcome everybody back from spring break. Hope everybody had a fun time and everybody stays healthy and
Nobody's got any sickness of COVID or anything, so get a good start on the rest of the year here.
All right. Anybody else?
Just real quick, Mr. Chair, these positions, I want to thank all of our district staff that we met all deadlines back in November for ESSER 3, and y'all know that's just kind of been like pulling teeth to get them to commit. So I want to thank our district staff, especially our finance staff. When we found out, we actually got a share file on Thursday. Gay and Laura and I, we were all meeting in my office for cognitive. I think we did a cognitive review. And so as soon as we got that share file, we knew it was coming. Usually drops at midnight. So anyway, when they got, I think it was about 9 o'clock that Friday morning, we realized the money was there and available. And our finance staff, and I wrote that in the email that Friday we left, but I want to thank our finance staff. It was all hands on deck, and they jumped on that. And they had kind of anticipated, hopefully, if it was to drop before spring break, that we could go ahead and get that $1,000 bonus to those who didn't get it. And they did that. They made that happen. We had a couple little hiccups, and I'll discuss with them. Just a few folks says, I thought I was eligible, and some. I don't know if any of y'all got any calls, but we'll handle all those this morning. There was a few questions, not many, maybe two or three. But these positions were very sensitive because this is for the summer. Now, the good thing about these positions, this money's going to run out. I'm going to tell you. But it's going to be really incumbent on us to make sure that we can find ways to replace that. Gay was able to get a data scientist thing last summer. That's how we pay for our guidance counselors and our data entry to get their regular rate. You know, years ago, DOE quit funding summer school, so we don't get any FTE, which drives our budget and our student funding. So we don't get FTE for the summer. So we've got to be very creative in trying to find those grants that will cover our positions in the summer. And it really is a slap in the face when our guidance staff and other teaching staff and support staff, they don't get their regular hourly rate in the summer. And I know that's a concern for y'all, and it's a rub for everybody, but you got to have ways to pay for the stuff when you don't have student, FTE coming in. And so for the next three summers, starting with this summer, we were able to fund that. So as you noticed on these motions, it was at their regular rate. So that I'm very proud of that. I'm thankful. We are thankful, for the ESSER money. It will run out, but at least for the next three summers, we'll have that covered. But in the meantime, that'll give us opportunities to keep, shaking trees and figuring out where some money is. So we'll continue that. And there's other things in the budget. It's not just summer stuff. Second thing, we did close on the New Market Tax Credit. I sent out an email this morning for my Monday message. We got $592,000. It was a little less. I knew it was going to be around $600. I was hoping it was going to be on the high side, about $660, but it wound up being about $592. It's in the bank. That'll get wired to us today. They could have done it last week, but nobody was here, and I didn't want to take a chance on that large of a deposit not being here. So I'll get Melanie and Sheila, and we'll make sure they get that wired from Capital One to us. So we'll do that. So we'll be meeting with Culpepper this week, and Kyle Rogers and I have been talking as well. And so we got a lot to figure out pretty quick, but we've got everything in place ready to do that. Also wanted to mention, if you're in Hosford, Mr. Chuck Roberts and Roberts and Roberts paved that little area right in front of the pre-K building. I had talked to Chuck a while back, and when they were paving 65, I was hoping they could zip in there and do it. And he said, I'll get it, and they did. So over last week, about Thursday or Friday, it didn't take them long, where that little two-rut road had started beating out right there, it's now paved. So
that's good.
When y'all see Chuck, George, Andy, and them, just letting them know how much we appreciate, Jody, if you'll let Andy know on behalf of the board, how much we appreciate that, because that right there, helps out with erosion, but it looks better, and it actually makes a little easier area for those pre-K parents at pickup time, a lot more efficient. So anyway, we got a lot. A lot on tap for now. We're getting ready for state testing, so that's coming up right here on the horizon. So we've already got a bunch of that stuff in, and Jeff gets that to where it needs to go. So a lot to do between now and the end of May. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anyone else? No. Moving on to item 8, need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second, Mr. Jody. Meeting adjourned.
Thank y'all for coming.